This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
It's Limpopo Side of Frequency with Complexion and Mpumashita. Legaina. Hopefully it's all the weather looks very nice this morning. And we've got some great news that we'd like to share with you. Joy of Jazz.
Yes.
Brought to you by Sampra. We'll speak to the producer up next.
The Capricorn Breakfast on Limpopo's hottest frequency with Complexion and Mpumashita.
So if you are a lover of music and have not heard of the Joy of Jazz, where have you been? Because it's a festival that provides the opportunity for local musicians to perform with leading jazz musicians across the world. And it's sponsored by Sampra. And right now we're talking to the producer of the Joy of Jazz, Manto Achinwamadi. Good morning. Welcome to the show. How are you doing, Manto?
I'm all right. And you? Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for joining us. Now, we're so excited to hear about the Joy of Jazz and what you have achieved with the festival.
Oh, thank you. Without you guys in the media space and the fans and supporters like Sampra and many others, we wouldn't be where we are. I mean, 23 years down the line.
My goodness, 23 years.
Yes.
Wow, that is absolutely amazing. And I can imagine when you have a legacy of 23 years, and then something like COVID-19 happens and disrupts all of that. It has affected many industries, you know, then the Joy of Jazz is not exempt of that. You know, how was that for you?
Wow. It was very bad because we consider ourselves a home of jazz, not only to host festivals or a festival, but we're more connected to the people out there. And when we saw artists not performing, we saw sound companies not working, we saw catering companies not working, hotels not working, the whole chain not working, for us, it was really cut deeper.
Yeah, absolutely. And Sampra's involvement in ensuring that the Joy of Jazz becomes a success?
Well, we were given an opportunity when Sampra advertised that there will be funding, even events. We went to them and said, look, Joy of Jazz has got 4 stages at all times, 3 days. We want to come back and really make sure that South African artists are performing, you know, in the most of them. Our theme this year is really going out there and recovering and going back into the space with mostly our own. If we don't go back into the economy ourselves, we won't be doing justice to, you know, what our mandate is in the space. So Sampra is, yes, a empowering one of the stages at the Joy of Jazz. And we're very excited about that because when you see institutions like Sampra coming up and helping out the musicians, they've been doing a good job. Over these 2 years, I've seen them sponsoring even workshops. You know, the artists really went out and saw other revenue streams and went out there. And when Sampra was there to fund them, sure, it really warmed heart to say institutions like this really need the support that the whole sector, not only, you know, the Joy of Jazz can give,
yeah,
but, you know, even the public sector out there to give out.
Yeah. My colleague here has been a serial attendee of the festival over the years. And I mean, always raving about WHP's performance. So the big question is, what should we expect from this year's Joy of Jazz?
We are known to be the festival of the fest ever. We marvel ourselves when people go out of the Joy of Jazz and say, it's the first time I've ever seen this happening. So the team is sitting, cooking up a storm, we hope. And we want to come out with not just an ordinary lineup, but something that a person would say, oh my God, I never thought that Manto at 54 would wear a tutu skirt. And
love that. But that is really beautiful, you know, and I think what you've just described right now, it is a true reflection of the work that you have consistently put out whenever you're producing, you know, a festival of this nature. So we, of this nature and of this stature as well. We're wishing you all the best with the preparations and everything, and we can only hold our breath and we can't wait to be wowed and blown away. That's producer of The Joy of Jazz, Manto Achinwamadi.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.